Log Talk Radio.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the palace.
God bless you tonight. Don't get worried, but God able to deliver you to another level. So I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight and get ready for that other level for you to go to. Just say amen. God bless you tonight. I want to tell you, I got something to share with you tonight. God is able to bring you out of what you're in. God able to deliver you from death and from destruction. Sometimes you don't believe that. I've got Jabez's prayer here. Those that want it, I'm going to send it to you. Jabez's prayer. Increase my territory. God will increase some of your territory tonight. I want you to get ready tonight for God to deliver you a special blessing. I want you to get ready tonight for God to carry you to the next level. Amen. I want you to get ready for that. Because I'm asking tonight that every yoke, every evil that been sent after you, we're going to turn it around and send it back 100-fold. Now, we're going into 2022. We're already there. Lots of problems going on. Lots of people all crossed up and messed up. Even our president he didn't mention that nobody said something about reparations. All them new folks, they talk about what's going on in Russia or what's going on right here in America. We got the 5G, and it's killing people. And the airline pilot association and airlines and all, you can't fly. That 5G will destroy and will kill people up in the air. People on the ground, now, slowly. So that 5G have not been tested what happened to people's minds and body. The airlines, everybody fly planes. The pilot association and the TWA, Delta, all the airlines are holy. We can't deal with that 5G. That 5G set our plane down and many people gonna die. So AT&T and the other companies, which is full of greed, they don't care about killing you. Children's mind messed up. Can't think in school because they on that 5G. And that 5G set up. The spirit brought this to me. So this 5G is messing with people, body, mind, soul, and spirit. It's messing with men prostrate, young men's mind. It's messing with young women in their stomach, in their wound area, and their breast. So it's going to be more cancer, more people acting crazy when that 5G get out here totally. Because all they're concerned about getting it out there, you know, and that's one of the things that happened. This is Bible class night. I'm going to share something with you tonight, praying that your eyes will be open. I'm praying tonight that you can set time out from the football game, the basketball game, from the dope that you're drinking, the beer that you're drinking, cocaine that you're smoking. Whatever you're doing that is unhealthy to your body, take a reset. Sit back and let God start off with Bible class. The first thing I want to do, I want you to learn how to see. If you got a need, plant a seed. Let me go back and tell you what I'm talking about. When a farmer go out in the field, he throw corn come up. If you throw tomatoes come up. If you don't throw nothing, what I'm saying tonight, you need to see, man, woman, you need to see. If you got a need, plant a seed. 2022 gonna be very successful and very spiritual in spite of the witchcraft. The magic. I never told you we are a demonic curse now. Not by God, by man throwing what God told him not to destroy. It messed up the water. It messed up the neighborhood. You got people got cancer, high blood, sick. But then you got COVID-19, you got COVID. People running scared, and they feel like they can't get healed. Let me help you out. You can over-medicate yourself. You can't get healed. Told me, out of Las Vegas. The bishop, some of these people, done over-medicated themselves so their bodies don't get a chance to heal. I say, our ancestors can take all these chemicals, but now you got people in the laboratory learning how to kill people, bomb people, all of that. But tonight, I want you to get, if you got a need, plant a seed. Go to my website, thesteedabrahamyourwebsite.com. Go to my post office box 28-90-97, Chicago, Illinois. It's 06-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0 28. That's for them. But go back and get the money. Now, if you hold your fist tight, you have seed in your fist. You ain't even trying to seed for what you want. Ain't nobody going to give it to you. God said, I am this low. God going to give you tonight what you need. Like your word. It might be the feeling of the Holy Spirit. The cold weather to your germ. That's what my grandma would tell me. The whole weather killed all kind of mucus and gone, I shall say. So I want you to get ready, because tonight, Daniel in the lion's den and the lion's in Eden. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got in the fire furnace and couldn't burn up because God was in them. Somebody always with you. But if you don't acknowledge, I say. Now, I got some scriptures I want you to read tonight. We're talking about, you know, prophecy. I prophesy. Some of you I got. Jerry, I'm going to give you the prophets. I forgot to give them to you. Mary Hawkins, I was going to send them to you. I forgot to give them to you. Prophets were 20. Okay, I got it right here. Prophets for 2022. I want to share this with you before I go into the Word of God. And I want you to understand, we've been in church the whole year round. We ain't missed no service 7 days a week. We've been lifting up God and faith up. Now, you can play, talking about the church closed. Church is never closed. It's in you. I wish I had somebody. Well, I can't go to church. My church closed. I looked at it, I said, your church closed. Who told you that? They said the church is closing. It's in you, man. When you understand, God's church is in you. God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want you to know that you're something special. You're not in there. You're on the ground. I want you to get ready to listen to what God said, because it got a word for you. Prophecy for 2022. Now, if you see to our ministry, I'll make sure you get this prophecy. Prophecy for 2022, that would be fires, that would be floods, tornadoes, tsunamis. Now, let me break it down. In the Midwest, that's, we're talking about Illinois, we're talking about Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio, talking about Illinois, we're talking about Indiana. These places have visits, South Dakota, North Dakota, blizzard, snow blizzard, okay? Now, when we talk about Mississippi, Arkansas, Florida going to have an early hurricane season. The people got to leave because the water going to come on the land. They got to leave Florida and go out to go back. It ain't no global warming, people. It's God trying to say, man, would you wake up, killing, stop hating, and let go and let God. We got evil people and even their children practicing evil. They're rebelling against the shot. They're rebelling against being holy. They rebel against spiritual. They got murder on their mind because their mind is crossed up with Satan. The only thing, glory, hallelujah, the only thing is the healing of God. I want to pray for you tonight, family, your children. God told me to tell you tonight, if I pray, something's going to be released, a breakthrough coming in your life. I want to let you know that some of the stuff that's going to happen, They're going to find a tomb in Egypt, in some part of flood down south, in Chicago flood. And I see some flood in Ohio and also in Detroit, in Michigan. I'm saying Detroit, okay. There's a new tomb that will be found in Egypt, and that tomb has got artifacts from the pharaohs. They've never been seen. There's a fight between between Russia and Africa, and there's another fight with Egypt, and there's another fight going on with Israel that's going to take place in 2022. They're going to have trucks drive themselves. They don't need no driver. They put them on a course, and you're going to be able in 2022, going to 2023, to have your drone for you to get in it and fly downtown and fly back in your garage. Modern technology is taking over. We're in cyber warfare now. Lots of this stuff happened. That 5G is psychic warfare, and we're into that now. They got something that can, you know how you x-ray you? They got something that can go through your house, see everything, kill you. You'll wake up crazy. The airline, they said, we can't fly the plane if you got that 5G up. AT&T, they took it down for right now. But they ain't telling what effect it's doing on the humans. Because I've seen several people act crazy. One man hit his wife in the head with a brick. Some woman got a stick for nothing. So, and then you got young folks so caught up, they ripping, they snatching and grabbing. You got some knocking people in the head, robbing, and the man that's put guns out of him. We cannot solve the problem with guns. We got to solve the problem with faith and love. And the church has got to wake up and begin to teach people love. Teach people what's going to be in the midst of a dry valley. We're in the midst of a desert. And when I mean desert, we're in the midst of witchcraft, magic, all of that. Wife killing husband killing wife, son killing dad and mama because they got access to guns. They're just shooting on the expressway. They're shooting people down because that's evil. It said, friend, not that some evil doers, they'll soon be cut down. Get ready for God to stand up you, and God going to bless you in a special way. It's the divine deliverance coming. I want to tell you, let me speak this right here. I want to say this to you. For 38 years, 38 nights, the man laid at the pool. He laid at the pool waiting for the angel to stir the water. 38 days, 38 nights, 38 winters, he sat at that pool. And when the angel stirred the water got charged for healing. He couldn't get in. But Jesus was so concerned, he went to the man and said, brother, because of your faith, 38 years, 38 nights, 38 winters, the man was consistent. He said, take up your bed and walk. The man couldn't walk, but the man had faith that the angel was going to trouble the water. But the boss man came. God's son, his son, come to the man because of his faith. Take up your bed and walk. And take that bed. Marini said, take the bed up. I want people to know where you was at. The testimony is you're walking now. Tonight, the testimony for you to get healed from cancer, cataract, tumor, high blood sugar, from dope, alcohol, from being hateful, from being racist, you can get healed. God can heal you. We're standing at the brink of healing. for God to touch right now. Don't forget, I want you, let me see what it is. I want you to read that where you can understand what the man went through. The man had to lay at that pool with nobody to put it. Some of you are laying at the pool of Siloam now, of not being yourself, no faith. That St. John 5:1-15, the man was at the pool. This man laid at the pool for 38 years. But in them 38 years, he was faithful. I want to tell you tonight, whatever you go through with your husband, with your wife, with your children, God is able to deliver you, man. Woman, God is able to deliver you. You have to be able to plant a seed. Seven people, quick, fast, and hurry. They said, Bishop, I'm going to plant this seed. Now, if you plant that seed, I'm going to tell you, Renee, Regina, God's financial covenant will cover you. I want to get that to you. God's financial covenant will cover you, and you won't be lacking. I'm talking about debt-free. Let me say it again. Black folks scared of that. Debt-free. You don't owe nobody. Your credit card's all right. Your money all right. Exodus 23:20. The angel going to bring you the message. St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. And all that stuff you want, you're going to get it. But you got to do something to get it. First, you got to walk in faith. I wish I had somebody. I go to church. Go to church don't mean nothing. You got to love God and walk in faith and rebuke these demons and these devils killing and murdering and say it's all right. The lust of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party fighting. They ain't stopped the guns out of him. They ain't stopped the dope out of him. They ain't saying, let's stop. Martin Luther King Jr. was the, Dr. Martin Luther King was the conscience of America. And they killed the conscience of America. But you can't kill God. You can't kill an idea when it's time to come. I say. I want to tell you right now, Hebrews 11:1, now faith. I need some people, Jerry, that walk in faith. I don't want to take the shot. I don't want to do this. Then what do you want to do? You know, go to the mall, shoot the mall up, killing each other. It's worse than slavery. Slavery, you had to work because the man was going to bust your head and put that whip on you. You had to work. But now you don't want to work. You don't want to take care of your family. You don't want to go to church and want to go and snatch and grab and say, Junior, where you got the cop on? Junior ain't got no job. Cop in his room. Got money. Got rings he done stole. Ain't that cute? That ain't cute. He's going to bust hell wide open. Thank you, God. I just want to say that to you tonight. Get ready, because I got a word for you tonight, and that word going to bless you. Mother Moon, God bless you. Mother Lightning, God bless you. I want to tell you, Master Musa. Let me say it again. Put it in your spirit. Write it down. M-A-S-T-E-R-M-U-S-A. Money. Because I'm telling you, some of you that listen to me and say the word tonight, debt free. You don't owe nobody. You're going to pay your house off, pay the car. Start getting in debt. That's what they want you, in debt. So I'm going to be debt-free in 2022. I ain't going to owe nobody. I'm going to be able, like the bank, be able to lend something. I ain't got to borrow nothing. Let me say it again. Debt-free. You can't be debt-free when you get them charge card talking to your women. You go to the mall, Jerry, and they run up $4,000-$5,000. Then they cry they broke. Stay in the mall 24/7. Come out the mall. Begin to set up your own business. I say. Let me ring the bell. Answer. I want to tell you all as well. The 4G, that 5G, Dr. Christian, that 5G is killing a lot of people. It wasn't chemtrails. Now, I know that the old men to school with him, Dick Gregg and him, they would tell you that 5G is a way to kill you, mess your mind up. You got to get out. You got to get away from the city and get out. Get out in the rural area, because that 5G gonna make things cut up. I say, power to Almighty God. I do invoke a financial blessing. I planted my seed. I go by the word, and I know you said in the word that I'm the seed of Abraham, blessed and highly favored. And you said you're gonna bless who blessed me. You're gonna curse me. So I'm in the blessing business tonight. I want everybody listening to be blessed. Ezekiel was in the valley. And we're in a valley in Chicago. We're in a valley in America. We're killing the hate, breaking in. We're in a valley. And I want to tell you, Ezekiel was in the valley where people were dead, where people walking zombies. They don't want to acknowledge God tonight. They're shooting on this expressway. Where does this come from? Evil. Witchcraft, warlock, all that stuff going on. Men going with men, women going with women, and the Congress say it's all right. It's not all right. Kids shooting kids in the school is not all right. It's a demonic spirit been loose in America. The spirit of Abaddon, the death angel, no respect. And this 5G is bringing on stronger. That people having headaches and they want to commit suicide. Some of that, right now I see two schools where there's going to be a shooting in the school. One is in the south and one in the north. Y'all better listen to me, because when it happened, I'm telling you, only God can stop this stuff. Prayer, meditation. The word of God is real. The word of God is true. Tonight, make up your mind that you want to be debt free. I don't care if you owe $2. You don't want to owe nobody. I want to be debt free. Tell your wife, sit down with your wife or your husband. The darling, in 2022, we're going to be debt free. We're going to pay the car, the house note. Don't tell me how God opened up that door. But you can't pay it off. You're running back to the mall. You go on Christmas. Valentine, you're going. Easter, going. All these holidays is set up. Black Friday. It's always been Black Friday for me. Last time I looked, it was Black Friday. They don't trick you. Oh, it's Black Friday. You can come to the store. And you get something for $2, tricking you. Master trick knowledge. I want to tell you tonight, Father God, we come at this hour. We invoke the spirit of Ezekiel. And I heard God said, Ezekiel, can they live? I believe tonight somebody want to come off a dope. I believe tonight somebody won't be delivered. They want their son out of jail, their daughter out of jail. And right now I'm praying for them that lost loved ones, lost a daddy, sister, brother, a good friend. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. What you do, you pray. God's going to send the angel. God's going to send Michael, Raphael, and Babiel. And I ask the question, can these bones live? Ezekiel was a prophet of God. I'm asking you tonight, you sitting in sackcloth ashes, I want to tell you, get ready for a breakthrough. Glory, hallelujah. Psalm 51, Psalm 57, Psalm 99.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen. Yes. And her God was not dead. Yes. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, when he told them about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving, and above that was another wheel, that was the Babylonian wheel, it was moving, and that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel, and God's universal plan, and all of these wheels were moving, because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. For the writer here tells us that angels were in God. Father, if you please. So, to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient time, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley of slavehood, a valley of slavery and oppression, a valley of sorrow. So that often we have to say, will it be a day? I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low. I wish I had somebody here praying with me. So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us. And considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. For a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. For a prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he looks on things. With insight, he looks into things. With foresight, he looks beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountains. Social and political mountains. Religious mountains. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. So that he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the Spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind, a spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, "Why being in the Spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley." And then led him to the midst of the valley.
Yes.
And sat him down in the midst of it.
Yes.
But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem.
Yes.
And Israel's situation.
Yes.
In battle.
Yes.
That's what he was saying. God took him in a thought-doing service.
Yes.
In a thought-doing analysis.
Yes.
And understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation.
Yes.
And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem,
yes,
set him down there.
Yes.
Then for fear that we're out on the periphery of things, he'd miss something.
Yes.
Then the Lord led him round and about for that.
Yes.
Or took him and encompassed for that.
Yes.
Circled it on all sides.
Yes.
That he might not miss the remotest problem.
Yes.
Of Israel's situation.
Yes. Right.
And when the survey was far and complete,
yes,
the Lord poured the question to him. Son of man, son of man,
yes,
I wish you could hear me.
Yes.
Can these bones live?
Yes.
That son of man seemed to be reminiscent,
yes,
of man's limitation.
Yes.
Reminiscent of man's finiteness. Man's humanity.
Yes.
Son of man.
Yes.
Son of man, you are a scholar.
Yes.
You are an educator.
Yes.
Son of man, you are a scientist.
Yes.
Can be bones.
Yes.
Son of man, you are an engineer.
Yes.
Can be bones live.
Yes.
Son of man, you are a heart specialist.
Yes.
Son of man, you are a geologist.
Yes.
You are a botanist.
Yes.
You are a specialist in various stages of the human body.
Yes.
You are a psychologist and psychiatrist.
Yes.
You know all about drives and reactions and responses and hindrances.
Yes.
No, with all of this knowledge, can you tell me, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Son of man, you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented the earth. Son of man, you have found highways upon the sea. And you've made your own highways under the sea. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Bit of life. Oh, we know a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. Well, we know what the problem is.
Yes.
We've made an analysis of it.
Yes.
We've already diagnosed the case.
Yes.
But what we can't do is write a prescription.
Yes.
I wish I had somebody whispering with me.
Yes.
So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest.
Yes.
Lord, thou knowest.
Yes.
When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you. Limited, finite, ignorant and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou know it. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God. When we go to him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at his feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, he'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared that he didn't know. And it was in the hands of God to give the answer. Why, the Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, he said to him, why, you go out to give the answer and preach to those dry bones. The Lord, it looks like a helpless thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond to me. And what could I expect from dry bones? But the Lord had been to go on out and preach anyhow. You know, God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why he orders you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you, go on anyhow. Why, you may not see it, but there is a way. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. And I saw that man go out in that valley. In that valley of dry bones. Of dry bones. Oh, Lord. And stood there. And preached to those dry bones. And the Lord had given him a text to preach on. Well, Lord, what can I preach to dry bones about? Oh, Lord. Lord, what kind of subject can you drop on to hear the word of the Lord? To hear the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm sure it must have been discouraging sometimes for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones. To preach in that valley of helplessness. And in that valley of lifelessness. In that valley of hopelessness. My Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the result would be. Oh, Lord, but he preached on anyhow. Oh, yes. And then one morning, the valley began to rumble. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake. And that was a mighty moving around. Oh, Lord. Then one morning, yeah. When he looked around to observe this rumbling, dear God, he saw those rabbits in motion. Yes. Foot bones were stretching out ankle bones. An ankle bone for moving on toward knee bone. Oh, yes. And knee bone was connecting with thigh bones. And thigh bone was moving on toward hip bones. And hip bone was moving to a backbone. Yes, they were. And backbone was joining the shoulder bone. And shoulder bone was tying the neck bone. And neck bone was tying the head bone. Oh, the prophet kept on preaching. Yes, he did. Kept on preaching. Oh, trouble. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord said, wait a minute now. I want you to preach on a new theme. Yeah. I want you to just to wait a little while. And let me extract matter from the universe. Yeah. And let me, all of that matter, to come together and form man's anatomy. Let flesh get on the bone. Let skin begin to cover those curtains. Oh, Lord. But Lord, all we have now is such as lying around. Turn now and get to the wind. Tell the wind that God will believe in the Lord. Lord, Lord. And pour breath into these bodies. Lord, tell the Lord. Tell the word. And that's my solution tonight. That's my answer tonight to every problem that we have. That is to hear God's word. Hear God's word. It's all right to go to the United Nations. It's all right to preach on the international fellowship. It's all right to call on the scholars. To call on our businessmen. It's all right. But I tell you what you had better do. Hear God's word. Hear God's word. In word. In word. In word. In word. In the risen deep water. In word. In the lamp to your soul. Yes. In word. Ah, in word. Hear God. Hear God's word.
For favor, gonna do it. To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to be what I have sown. Everything is working.
Come on, y'all.